Okay, good morning, everybody. Let's get started. Nice to start on time. So we're on Yud Amud Beis. We're a little bit behind, but Yitzhak Hashem will catch up. The daf a little bit shorter today, although we still have a lot of Yud Amud Beis to catch up on. So we're plop in the middle of the daf, about four lines, at the two dots, about four lines up from the start of the widest lines on the daf. So the Gemara yesterday we learned told us about the Isha HaShunamis, how she was praised by Chizkiyahu, but she only built a kir, a wall over here. So she made a wall for the Navi Elisha in her house. So Shlomo HaMelech made many, many walls. So Chizkiyahu said, in his zechus, just like you say, the Isha Shunamis, Shlomo HaMelech, because of all the walls, you shouldn't let his children die out. That was yesterday's discussion. Now we go back and ask, what exactly was the Isha Shunamis talking about when she made a kir? So again, we pick up at the two dots, in the middle of the daf, Nasen no alias kir kitana. She told to her husband, let us make a kir, a wall in our house for the great Navi Elisha. So it's machlokis, Rav Shmuel, we don't know which one said. Which chadamar aliyah perua haisa. One said that they made they had a room over there, they had an attic that was open, the kirua, and they put in a ceiling. So the kir is talking about a ceiling, coming from the lashon of tikra, as we'll see, a ceiling. So that's the one wall that they made. It wasn't a wall. It wasn't horizontal. A vertical wall. It was horizontal. It was a ceiling. The Chadamah, the other opinion said, Achsadra gedolo haisa v'chelkuha lishnayim. No, they had a big room. They had a room like this over here. And they put in a partition, exactly like we have over here. They put in a partition. They made a big room into two smaller, but very, very nice sized rooms also. That was the single wall that they put in. What's going on over here? Bishlamo mandioma achsadra, the one that says that it was originally a large room and they made two rooms out of it. Oh, we understand. I understand. Care. They put in a single wall. Again, we have the partition right over here. This is exactly it. They put in a partition, and that was the way that they put in a kir, a single wall. They didn't have large, huge houses in those days. They had a one-room house. So they made it into a two-room house, so Elisha could have half of it, and she and her husband had the other half. They didn't have children. Ella, Laman the Omer, Aliyah. So according to the opinion, it said that it was the attic, it was the upper floor, and they put it in the ceiling. My kir, what does the word kir mean? Oh, kir is a wall. So it says, no, it could also be called a tikra, shekirua, that they made it into a ceiling, so the lashon of kir could also mean a ceiling. Fine. Bishlam Laman the Omer, Aliyah. According to the opinion, says it was a ceiling. Why did David Dafka pick that opinion? Why take it away from the normal straight meaning of the word kir? Oh, because they said, Hainu desiv alias kir. So they made a aliyas kir, so that's why the word aliyah was a little bit funny. That's why they used the word kir in order to say it was a ceiling. Oh, that works out very well. Eleman the Yomachsadra, but opinion says it's an achsadra. Why aliyas? Why do they call it an aliyas? Should have said they made him a room. Cheder kir. Why did they say aliyas kir? So Gemara says they held that the word aliyah was me'ula shimabatim. They didn't just give him a room, they gave him the best room. They partitioned the best room that they had. Then it said, the nasim lo sham mita v'shulchan v'kisei u'menorah. They put these basic essentials in the room. You should have a bed over there, you should have a table over there, a chair over there, and a light. Menorah doesn't mean what we think of a menorah. It means a light. They put in a lamp. Amar bayi, v'tem Rav Yitzchak, harotze lehanos yohana ke'elisha, v'shena rotze lehanos ayana ke'shmo haramati. There are two approaches, if you wish, you can have in life when you're a person of a great fame and fortune like that. If somebody wants to do you a favor, you can allow them to do you a favor. You're giving them a zechus to be mahana, a big time chacham. So if you want, you can follow the practice of Elisha and allow other people to do you a favor. Alternatively, if you wish, you could be following the practice of Shmuel that never allowed anybody else to do him a favor. Neither one is necessarily intrinsically right or wrong. Sometimes it's good to let other people help you out. Sometimes it's better not to let. So they have two different approaches, and the Gemara tells us neither one is right. You can pick the approach that you think fits best for you. Shenema, Ushuvasa haramasa kisham beso. When Shmuel went back to his house in Ramasa, so therefore that was in Ramah, so he went back to his house, so that's always where he had his house, over there. He didn't have a house anyplace else. So he took with him whatever he needed to go wherever he went. In other words, he took all of his traveling equipment with him. So he had his own bed. He had his own barbecue. He had everything that he needed over there. He didn't have to rely upon other people's gifts. Again, two different approaches. Then he says, Atomer Elisha, she tells her husband, Isha is the mapike over there. She tells to her husband, Ish Shalom. So the Isha Shunamis tells her husband, this man, Elisha, is a very holy man. And notice he uses the Lashon who, he, which will be a miut. He is a holy man as opposed to somebody else. So right now, how does she know he's a holy man? So the Marsha explains this over here, that the woman has a certain type of bina, so to say. She's in the house more. She knows what's going on in the house. She's a better judge of character than a man is. And therefore, she was able to recognize this greatness in Elisha even before her husband was able to do so. Then it says, Kadosho, Minoyada. How did she know that he was a holy man? What made her make that determination? So again, Rabbi Shmuel, another difference of opinion between them. We don't know which one said which. Chada Maishal or also Zvuv over Al Shulchano. She never saw a fly over his table. Look in the hot Mediterranean sun, right? And she never saw a fly over there. So he must be a holy man. The Mufarshim pointed out, this is like the Nes in the Beis HaMikdash, that the meat in the Beis HaMikdash never had a fly. One of the ten nisim was who never flies over the korbanos. So you think there's a lot of meat, a slaughterhouse. You ever pass by a slaughterhouse, you ever been to a slaughterhouse, it's filled with flies. So therefore, the nes of the Beis HaMikdash parallel the nes for Elisha. So some say that's how she realized, wow, this is just like the Beis HaMikdash. This man is like a walking Beis HaMikdash. The other opinion, Rav Shmuel said, V'chadimar, sadin shel pishton heitzi amitoso, lora sakeli olav, and she never saw Kerry. She never saw a seminal discharge. She slept in this house all these years, and he never had a seminal discharge. So therefore, you could tell he was a holy man. She spread out the sheet, and she cleaned the laundry, and she took off the bedspread, and she saw that it was always Kadosh. Again, this is paralleling the Mefarshim say, the Nes of the Kohen Gadol on Erev Yom Kippur. The Nes of the Kohen Gadol on Erev Yom Kippur. He never saw Kerry in his life. Right? It's always a potential. So therefore, he was like the Kohen Gadol. So that's how she recognized his greatness. Okay. Then Kadoshu, he's holy. Who Kadosh Mishos Reino Kadosh. However, somebody else is not holy. Miut over here, who is a miut? And therefore, he's holy, implying somebody else is not holy. Who's not holy? His Misharis. His Misharis was Gechazi. Some say Gechazi started off well, and this was the moment over here, we'll see in the upcoming story, when he turned bad. Because otherwise, how could Elisha pick a bad person to be his Misharis? So, again, like unfortunately, in many situations, somebody could start off good, and then the power, the money, the fame, the fortune, they could turn them into a less than stellar person. So that's what some explain over here. He started off good, but he didn't retain that goodness. Others say, no, he's just a bad person. Others say, just in one aspect, he was a bad person. In other ways, he was good. Whatever the example, Gehazi is certainly not on the level of Elisha, to say the least. And the Pasuk tells us, either he ignores the word Shenema or not, but he gash Gehazi lahadofa. So she comes running after her child Nebuch passes away, and she comes to Elisha and say, hey, save my child. And she grabs onto Elisha's leg, and Gehazi pushes her away. Lahadofa. So Amar Yosef, that's a strange word. She'ochas abod yofya. When he pushed her away, he also grabbed her. And he grabbed her in the chest. He grabbed her in the breast area, either on the breast, in between the breasts. And Mefarshim should say that he did something that was totally obviously improper. He touched her improperly. And that's where they could see that he's Elisha's Kadosh, but this is the only person that's Kadosh where Gehazi is not. Then it said, over Aleinu Tom, and he always comes to us over here. So Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yaakov, Kol Ma'ariach, Tom Echochum, Esoch Beso, Mahana minichosav ma'alav akosakilu makriv tmidin. This language over here is over aleinu tamid. It's a funny language. So therefore, we learn out, we darshan out here homiletically, that if you're mahana tamachacham, if you take care of a tamachacham, so then it's like you're bringing a carbon tamid. Today, nobody can bring a carbon. We don't have the base of mikdash. But if you take care of a rav, if you are nice to tamidei chachamim, so then if you treat them with tremendous respect, if you give them from your property, it's as if you're bringing a carbon tamid. We have a similar idea. It says if you're mahana tamachacham, it's like you're bringing bikurin. And the idea over here, why Elisha allowed people to do this, because he allowed them to do a chesed. He says, listen, I don't want to be the person saying, no, you can't do this to me, because then you're not going to be able to bring a karm tamid. You're not going to be able to be like you're bringing a bikurim. So his philosophy was, it's okay to let somebody go and, help you, because you're helping them. That was his philosophy. So that's what this connection is. It's no longer having anything to do over here with Elisha. So the connection over here is that it's the same man diomar. So don't stand in a high place. Be spalo. That's an action of arrogance. Go in a low place. Humble yourself. Be spalo. And then you daven. And this is the famous pasuk. Shiromalos. Shiromalos. From the depths. So it's a double lashon over here that Mefarshim explained. It means not only from the depths of the physical, also from the depths of your heart. In other words, humble yourself in a double lashon over here. So therefore, we physically signify this by davening from a low place. That's why we say the shaliach tzibur was yored el hateva. He would go down. I once davened, I think, by Heinemann Shul in Baltimore. It's the only shul I've ever been in where the shaliach tzibur descends down into like a pit when he davens. That's exactly what the din should be. So how come we don't do this? So again, it's just not the way the shuls are constructed. It's a simple answer. It's not a din. This was a hanhaga. Others suggest if he's davening from a bima, so then this din doesn't apply. He's in a separate place. It's a separate area, especially if you have a separate raised area there. That's why sometimes we have a higher area where the chazan davens, but it's a separate area, so it's not considered that you're arrogant. Okay. Kash is better than the tarot. Tani Nami Yochi, Rice is the same thing. Lo Yamod Odom, Lo Agabi Kise. You shouldn't daven while you're standing on a chair. Lo Agabi Sharafsha, Sarafraf. It's like a bench, a safsol, the Rif says. Some sort of a stool. Lo Bimokum Govoa, not from any high place. Vispal, that's improper. Ella Bimokum Nomuch. You should daven in a humble place, in a low place. Vispalo, and then daven over there. Lefish Ain Gavus Liamokum, because nobody is great in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're all Kitanim. That's why when you make a Misha Berech for somebody, or when people saying certain phrases like a Kel Moli Rechmon Lislan, so we don't say Rav HaGoyin so and so, you just say his name, right? That's the simple way to do this. Shenemar Mimamakim Korsich Hashem. When we call out to Hashem from the depths, from troubles, from our humbleness, so we don't start saying, well, who am I? I'm so and so. I'm Rabbi this. I'm a big gadol. No, we don't. We leave out all the titles. Uksiv Tvila La'ani Kiyatov. The Tvila of an Ani is when he humbles himself, he covers himself up, so to say. Another statement from this man, the Yomar. When we daven, we keep our feet together. Davening again always means Shemoneh Esrei. When we say over here in the Gemara davening, it always means Shemoneh Esrei. So a person's normal posture for davening is to keep the feet together. Shenema Ragleim regular shor. So we like the Malachim. The Malachim have a single leg, and they're davening with their, obviously, a feet together. They only have a foot. So therefore, we daven like the Malachim. We emulate the Malachim and we bind ourselves. Some suggest that's the idea. When people clasp their hands together, they clasp their feet together, you're essentially binding yourself, your will, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others don't have that key. So, Amr Yosef Ruchanin, Mishra Melozaku, another statement. My disciples mean lo sochu adam. It's going to be some unrelated statements, just do the same on the other. What does it mean you shouldn't eat on the dam? Of course, you're not allowed to eat dam. Lo sochu kodem shetispalalu al dimchem. You're not allowed to eat before you daven. And a whole halachic discussion. What, if that, if anything, are there exceptions to this rule? But min hadin, person shouldn't have anything. If a person needs a glass of water, certainly there's a ton of room to be makel. Many, 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 many poskim, if not almost all the poskim, say you can drink before you have to daven a glass of water. But once you start adding flavors to it, you start talking about tea or coffee, and certainly when you start talking about cake, so then there are very, very, very few poskim, and the further you go down the line, that allow you to have anything before davening. In fact, if a person is sick, it's actually brought down. He has to eat before davening, so he can't wait till the time of minyan. He should get up and daven b'yechidus, then eat, and then go to shul, and say along with them the things that are dvar mishabik dusha. Again, Baruch Hashem, most of the time, a person can suffice themselves with a drink. If they're diabetic, they need to have something. If they're not feeling well, so certainly a drink, the worst comes to worst, water is the best, a flavored drink, a little bit. But the more you start going up and you have a fancy breakfast before you go to shul, that's improper.
When they're fast starting, for example, in the morning.
It's before the day starts, then you're allowed to. That's not called before the davening. This is talking about once it's the time of davening. Some actually suggest it's the half hour before the time of the period of davening. And this is not halacha only by shachar, this is halacha by mincha marv as well, which is a lot more difficult. So therefore, there are things that a person should do. You come home at night, you want to daven 9 o'clock marv with a minyan, right? You don't want to eat supper at 9:30. So then you're allowed to remind yourself, you're allowed to do certain things to make sure that you won't forget, like we talked about earlier. But in those situations, so there's heterim to eat before you daven. But by shachar, certainly, a person should go do first thing in the morning they should do, learn, then daven. That's the right way to do things.
5:30 is before worship time.
It depends on the time of the year. Sometimes
I wake up, get my Turkish cup of coffee. Okay.
So again, a cup of coffee, there's a lot of room to be makel a cup of coffee. Again, not everybody says that, but there's a lot of room. Certainly, if you don't put in sugar and milk, then there's a lot more room to be makel. Again, today most people have a sugar and milk or something like that. There's a lot of room to be makel. Nobody should not come to the daf because they say, well, I have to go and daven and have a cup of coffee and I can't go to the daf. So I give you a hector. But to sit down and have, you know, three pieces of chocolate cake and that you shouldn't do before daven. Okay. Another statement. All the costs. If somebody goes and eats and drinks over here, and then he goes and daven, the pasuk says about him, Atikri gavecha elo geyecha. In other words, you're acting in an arrogant way. You're taking care of your body before you're taking care of Hashem's needs, so to say. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any needs. We just use that as an anthropomorphism. But you so to say, you're taking care of your own needs before you so to say take care of the needs that you have towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This guy says, oh, I accept upon myself the yoke of Hashem, but first I'm going to take care of myself. So it's just improper. Now go back to the Mishnah, and Rav Shua says, until 3 hours in the morning, you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema. Again, we said maybe the beginning of the 3 hours, many say the end of the 3 hours. We pass to the end of the 3 hours. That's the end of the time, whenever they announce in the morning. So Sman Kriyat Shema is this time, so that's what they're announcing. Now, then there's a whole machlokas we haven't learned about. We've touched upon it a little bit. When is that time? Do we go from dawn until Tzeisek Ochavim, or do we go from sunrise to sunset? That's the famous machlokas attributed to many, many different mandiyamas, but it's known as the Magen Avraham Shita and the Vilna Gaon Shita. Magen Avraham says from dawn until Tzeisek Ochavim, the Vilna Gaon says from sunrise to sunset, and that will divide up the day in different ways. So in any event, whichever Shita you go, like one quarter, 3 hours of that 12 hour, halachic hour period, depending on the time of year. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the perfect idealized day, but that almost never happens. So if it starts, the dawn is at 4, and Tzeitzit Kovim is at 8, so then you go 8 p.m. So your day is divided up into 12 equal slots between 4 a.m. and 8 p.m. That'll be about an hour and 12 minutes or so, or more than that even, depending on where you are, longitude and latitude. Okay. So he says until 3 hours in today. This is the way we, in fact, paskin. Lichatchil, a person is allowed to delay, especially if he's going to make a daven with a minion. You don't have to daven without a minion. The only exception we brought down is the vasikin. There is an opinion that says you can daven vasikin without a minion rather than going to a later minion. But lemaisa, unless you're an individual that always davens every day vasikin, the best age is to daven with a minion. And if the minion says kriyashma by the end of the third hour, so then you yotze all the deos lichatchil. Then it says that Kari Mikam Elohimson, if you read Kriyat Shema after that, you haven't lost out. What do you mean you haven't lost out? You have lost out. You're not allowed to say the brachos. You can't say Yotzer Ar according to this opinion. We don't pass it like this, but this opinion says you have to say Kriyat Shema and the brachos in the right time. If you don't say it in the right time, you can say Kriyat Shema because that's learning, but you're not allowed to make a brach. Meisvei, Morris says, wait a second. The Brisa says otherwise. Kari Mikam Elohimson, to Adam Shu Kari Batara. It says you do in fact make the brachos, the two that you make beforehand and the one that you make afterwards by shachris time. So it says you do make the brachos. So that goes against you. This is a braisa. Rav Chisda Amar Rukwa is an amora. So to yofta, the Rav Chisda to yofta. So we slot them up. And amora usually doesn't argue with the braisa. Ika the Amri, others explain it a little bit differently. Amar Chisda Amar Rukwa, my lo hissid. What does it mean, Shlohitzin? Shlohitzin abrachos. No, it means exactly this, like we just said. He hasn't lost out on the opportunity to say the brachos. And the Brisa supports this. Tanya Namihochi, Akurim Kam Elik, Lohitzin, Kyodim Shikori Torah, Avo Mavaruch, Ushtain, Lufanel, Yachas, Nachrel. Oh, you see, you haven't lost the brachos. And that's the idea of this Brisa supporting what we just said. A person who says Kriyashim on the right time, with the brachos and following Somech Kula Latvila, is greater than learning Torah, which is the greatest thing. Midiktani hakori mikam elik lohinsid ke'odam hakori b'torah. Because if you didn't do it at the right time, you're only considered like learning. So therefore, mikhlad, the kori b'onosa odam, that a person has to go and daven, even if it would take away, quote, from his learning. The Gemara discusses elsewhere, they only daven once every 30 days, because they were at such a high level. But for everybody today, even the greatest Talmud Chacham, so you have to stop the learning to go and daven. To be davening Shachas, to be Somech Kula Tvila, to daven Kriyat Shema on the right time, that takes precedence even to Torah learning, even though Torah learning is the greatest mitzvah. Next Mishnah. Mishami Omrim, Ba'erev, at night time, by Marav Kriyat Shema. Kol Odom Yate, Mishami says, you must lie down. You don't have a choice. Notice it says kol adam. The Mepharshim bring down over here that kol implies that you must actually say it yourself. Normally we say shomea ka'oneh. A person can be yotzei by listening to somebody else. If you make kiddush, I can be yotzei with your kiddush, and I answer amen, and I can eat. I don't have to make kiddush myself. But kriyat shema doesn't work. You know, if somebody listens to every word I say kriyat shema, they still have to say kriyat shema on their own. So that's why it says kol, according to some Mepharshim, kol adam. Everybody has to say their own kriyat shema. And Beshama's opinion is that when you're saying the kriyat shema at night, you must do it lying down. Viyate, you must lie on your side. You can't lie in supine or prone. That's improper. It always means yate means lie on your side. It's not proper to have your behind or your erva area facing towards Shemayim. So we always, when we say yate, it means lying on your side in a reclining position, but side rather than up or down directly. V'ikra, and then you reach Kriya Shema. So that's at night. In the morning, V'avokei Yavod, you must stand up when you say Kriya Shema. You can't lie down, you can't sit down. Because the pasuk says, Shenema, Uvishach L'chol Kumecha. Beishami learns it out to tell you the position that you're supposed to be in. Lying down at night. Uv Kumecha, standing up. Not just the times, but the position. Beisil says, no, Kol Adam Kari Kedarko. You read any way you want. Shenema, of course, it continues. It says, just like you're walking on the road. You can stop, you can pause, you can lie down. Do it any way you want. There's no requirement to stand in the morning and lie down at night. No, imkein lama nemar, ubishah lo kumecha. So what do you do with the pasuk? So Gemara says, that teaches us the time. Bishah shebnei adam shalchu. The time when people go to sleep, that's the time to say kriyash v'shal arvus. Ubishah shebnei adam omdim, bukumecha, that's the time to say kriyash v'shal shachrus. Rabbi Tarfon says, I did like Beis Shammai. Ani ha'isi bar baderech, v'itaisi likros, k'diri Beis Shammai, v'sakanti v'yasmi v'yalistim. And I put myself at great risk. You stop in the middle of a bad neighborhood, and you're going to get out of your car and lie down on the ground and say, Kriyat Shema, whoa, you're going to get mugged. Yeah, again, worse can happen to you. So therefore, he put himself at risk to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. So the Rabbanim told him, you went against the opinion of Beis Hillel, you did like Beis Shammai, we paskin that Beis Shammai is not even considered in the setting of Beis Hillel, Malkum Mishnah. So therefore, you don't have the right, normally you have the right to go follow a more machmir opinion. But here you don't have the right to do that, and you put yourself at risk for no benefit whatsoever. You don't get credit, so to say, for following the other opinion, because Beis Shammai, B'mokum Beis Hillel, ain't no Mishnah. Fine. Shmuel starts off and says, Mishlam Beis Hillel, we understand Beis Hillel Shita. They explain, Kamafar Shita Mayu. They explain, the Lent of Adara tells us anyway, B'shakul Kumecha tells me at the right times when to say it. The timer, the Beis Shammai, and they explain why Beis Shammai is wrong. El Beis Shammai, my time alarming Beis Hillel. Why did Beis Shammai not say, "Hey, v'lechem v'adera"? What do they do v'lechem v'adera? So I'm look, Beis Shammai imkein nemakra baboker be'erev. If it was only telling us the time period, b'shach v'chol kumecha is telling me when you lie down at night you say Shema, when you get up in the morning you say Shema, then it would have said baboker be'erev. Why did Bedavka use the lashon b'shach v'chol kumecha? My b'shach v'chol kumecha, b'shas shechiva mamish, b'shas kima kima mamish. It's telling us specifics over here, not only the time that you're getting up, but you must do it in a getting up position, in a standing position. No, that explains why it's b'shach v'chol kumecha. But what about u'lech l'chol baderech? What to do with that? That was Beis Hillel's major argument. That means you can do it any way you want. What do they learn from that? They need for the following bright, so we can learn later in the Masechta. It tells us that you can do this while you're sitting in your house. Somebody who's not osek in a mitzvah has to say Kriya Shema. But osek in a mitzvah, part of in a mitzvah. So therefore, if you're osek in a mitzvah and you can't say Kriya Shema, you're part of. Right, the guy's wearing a talis koton, he can't say, hey, I'm wearing a talis koton, I'm osek in a mitzvah, I don't have to do anything else the rest of my life. Right, I wear the talis kata, that's it. I'm easy street. No, it means if you're osek in a mitzvah, if you're doing another mitzvah that prevents you from doing the mitzvah kriya shema, then you're potter. Wearing a talis, I'm not osek, I'm wearing my talis. So that's not called osek b'mitzvah. So Beis Shammai learns that. It means, tells us over here, prat l'osek b'mitzvah. Over l'etuch v'aderech, prat l'chosan. A chosan is torrid in the mitzvah, and he's getting married on his wedding night. There's all the concerns that he's going to hurt himself during the first relations. It's all sorts of things are going through his mind, so he's torrid b'mitzvah. So that's like an example of, even though you're not osek in the mitzvah right now, but you're going to be osek in the mitzvah, and therefore you're osek in the mitzvah right now thinking about it, that's also, u'lechlech v'aderech teaches us that even a chosan is considered osek b'mitzvah, even though he's not doing the mitzvah right now. The mitzvah takes X amount of time, and then he has the rest of the night to say Kriya Shema a different time. No, he's so torrid in the mitzvah, so he's going to not be able to perform the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We don't pass like this la halacha, but we do have a whole discussion halacha whether a person is on his wedding night allowed to say Kriya Shema. So we pass, yes, he's allowed to say wedding night because it would be mechzik yura. It would be saying the rest of the year I say Kriya Shema with such kavana, and only tonight I can't say it with such kavana. Since unfortunately we don't say Kriya Shema with such kavana the rest of the year, so on the wedding night we say it as well. That's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. But in any event, this is Beis Shammai's opinion over here. I need to teach us that people that are osek in a mitzvah or even tarud in osek in a mitzvah are exempt from Kriya Shema. Mikan Amru, Hakoni says Absula, Potter. You're not allowed to go say Kriya Shema. You're exempt from saying Kriya Shema over here. That's Amana, Chai. But if you're having relations, first night relations, you're marrying an Amana, so she has already a Pesach Pesuach. She's already had relations beforehand, so there's no tirda involved over here. You're not concerned that you're going to hurt yourself in some way. And therefore, with an Amana, you're chayav to say Kriya Shema. With a Psula, you're part to say Kriya Shema. Gemara says, my mash, where they learn this from? Amar Papa ki derech. They learn it out from the word baderech. It says, ma derech rishus. When you go on the road, it's your we're going on the road. Av ko rishus. Gemara says, who says? Milo askin on the cause of the mitzvah. Who says you're going on the road for rishus? Maybe you're going on the road to go do pidgin shvuyim, and therefore you're potter. Gemara says, and maybe the Torah says, even if you're going for a dry mitzvah, stop. And who says you can never be exempt from accepting upon yourself all Malchus Shemayim? Maybe that trumps every other mitzvah. Gemara says, no, if that were the case, it would have said, in general, when you're lying down or when you're walking. My b'shif techa, ubelech techa, your b'sheves didach, ubeleches didach, hu d'machayeves. Ha, the mitzvah, p'tiras. But if you're going for Hashem's bidding, then you're not called your going, that's called Hashem's going for Hashem, and therefore you're exempt. Oh, that's Beis HaMashita. Where it says, Yehachi, afilu kohen salam and nami. So why, if you get married to an almana, is there no tirud of the mitzvah then? So Gemara explains, high torah by low torah. Again, there was a difference. In those days, they were more concerned, apparently, with somehow hurting themselves when they would go and do the bia. They wouldn't be able to do the bia properly. A woman who's a virgin, and she has her basulin present, so it's more difficult to do the relations. So therefore, the person is concerned about that. With the almana, she has a pesach basul, she's already had relations before, it's not something that's on his mind that he's so torahed with it. So that's why the Shah might define the difference over here with Torah and not Torah. Where it says, well, if you're basing it upon Tirda, am I concerned about it? So then, Imishum Tirda, Afilu Tavas Tinasa Bayam, Nami. So then, why don't we say that a guy who's suffering a great financial loss, the stock market is going down, his boat's out at sea and it's sinking, so he can't say Kriyas Shema Yisrael. He's also Torah. He's so terrified about his losses financially, so he's also too involved. He can't say Kriyas Shema. No, v'chitei mohocha nami. Oh, so maybe that's the din you want to tell me? Where it says, that's not the din. Aloma Rabbi Rezada, Amarab, Avel, chayiv b'chol mitzvos al mitzvah. And Avel, what person Nebuch is more involved with Nebuch Tzaris and so involved with things than a person who's Nebuch and Avelus, one of the Zion Krovim. So this person certainly should have a right to be exempt because he's Torah, he's involved, Nebuch taking care of of his emotions. Right now, the first day, you actually are Potter. And Onein, until the burial, is actually Potter because he is involved with the mitzvah, but he's Osek b'mitzvah, Potter b'mitzvah. So therefore, he exactly fits into that. But why during the Avelis, the guy is still upset. Nebuch, he lost one of the Zion Krovim. So he's upset all week. So he should be parted from all the mitzvahs because he's Torah, if what you're saying is correct. But it says specifically that he's not. The only one mitzvah he is parted from, only the first day. Avu chutz min ha-tfilin, shari nemar b'hem per. Tfilin has a special din, special drosh over here, that you don't wear tfilin the first day of Avelis. Exactly what the parameters of that are, it's a whole discussion, not for now. But certainly, Lemaisa, the Avil doesn't wear tfilin for some period of time the first day. So Shinema, Pericha Chovash Alecha, Yecheskel's told that you should put on tefillin. So you put on tefillin though you're in Avelis and teaching us the din that everybody else doesn't. So the question is, how can we do put on tefillin the entire Avelis? Just not the first day. So they bring down various rites. It's only talking about the first day and not talking about the entire Avelis. But that's the exception to the rule. All other mitzvahs, the Avil is chayiv. He's Torud. So how come we don't say Torud? So obviously, Torud's not an answer. So Gemara gives the obvious distinction. Hasam Torah Tirda the Mitzvah, Hacha Torah Tirda the Rishus. Big difference as to what you're targeted. You have to control your emotions. You're suffering financial loss, you still got to daven. Maybe it's even more of a reason to daven. You're having personal difficulties, you have never lost somebody, you got to daven. You can't say, I'm Torah. But if a person's Torah the Mitzvah, he's doing pidgin shuyim, he's in the middle of negotiation with the terrorists, and he can't say, listen, we're going to stop for 10 minutes, I'm going to have to go daven, Kriya Shema. You say, well, okay, we'll torture the guy for 10 more minutes, okay? Come back when you want, no rush. So you're not allowed to do that. You have to take care of the mitzvah that you're involved in. So Osek b'mitzvah, Torah b'mitzvah, it's part of a mitzvah. So where it says, and finally, Ubei Shammai, how mi boi lehu, prat l'shluchei mitzvah. So Beis Shammai learns this out to teach us Shluchei Mitzvah Potter. Beis Hillel, Amei Mimela, they learn it out anyway. He says, we can learn this out, both things out. So they learn out that even on the road, if you're going for yourself, they can learn out both things over here, the position as well as the idea over here. Mimela, you can learn out that your the position is as well. Okay. Tana Rabban, the Braisa continues and says, Beis Hillel Omrim, Omdim V'Korin, if a person is already standing, this one day, you're allowed to read Kriya Shema. Yoshvin, if you're already sitting, Korin, no problem. Umatin, v'korin. If you're lying down, you can read Kriya Shema. Hocham aderech, v'korin. Any position you're in, you're allowed to read Kriya Shema. Osim b'malachton, v'korin. If you're doing work, you're allowed to go and read Kriya Shema. Again, halacha l'maisa, you're supposed to stop, even if you're walking, and stay still. You can be standing up. When you say the actual pasuk Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, person has to have kavanah. It's very hard to have kavanah while you're walking. So lemaisa we bring down, person should actually stop walking. But at least min hadin, all of these positions are irrelevant. Whatever position you're in, you're allowed to stay in that position. You can change your position. Do what's most comfortable for you. We'll make you daven the best when you're saying Kriya Shema. That's the opinion over here of the Tana Kama. That's Beis Hillel's opinion. The Tosefta brings down over here, Ma'isa Shoya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Shohayu Misubim b'Mokum Echad. They were sitting together, eating together in one place. They were together in one place, and they were about to daven Kriya Shema. V'Hayu Rabbi Shmuel Muta. Rabbi Shmuel, at the start, before they daven, while they were sitting together, he was lying down. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is Zokuf. He happened to be standing up. Now, what did they do? Kivish Yehiz Ma'an Kriya Shema. They flipped their positions. Hita Rabbi Elazar. Yerushalmi actually has the Talmidim over here flipped around, but we'll keep our gears, so which the Mefarshim seem to say is more correct. In any event, Rabbi Shmuel was originally lying down, and when he reached time of Kriya Shema, Hita Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah over here, he laid down. He was originally standing up, he laid down. And Rabbi Shmuel, who was originally lying down, the Zok of Rabbi Shmuel, and he stood up. So what's going on over here? They each flipped their position over here. Each went from the position they were in to a different position. Right? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wanted to follow Beis Shammai, so he suddenly laid down. Rabbi Yishmael, who was already lying down, he bedafka stood up. So what's going on? Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael Achi, my brother, he calls him brother over here, that we both follow Beis Hillel. So I'm your brother. The Mefarshim explained I'm calling my brother because we're both in the same shita. So we both believe in Beis Hillel's opinion. I also agree. But why did you tell me I can't lie down? I'll give you an example over here to what this is comparable to. If I were to compliment you, somebody goes up to me and says, oh, you have a beautiful beard. Oh, my beard is a beautiful beard. So what do? I should say thank you very much, and I should be proud that I have a beautiful beard. Instead, no, you think it's beautiful? I'm going to the barber, I'm going to cut it off right now. That's not a proper response. So you too, afkach, ata, kozman, shani zokov, I was standing up, and you were lying down. Atamuta. Achshav. Kishani Tesi. I wanted to follow you. You were lying down. You're following not only Beis Hillel, you're following the opinion of Beis Shammai. I wanted to do like you. I'm saying your beard is beautiful. I want to do like you. And what do you do? Asakat. You cut off your beard. You stood up. Why? What did you do that for? Amalo. So he responded to him. Yishmael responds to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Aniyos Yisigdiv Beis Hillel. Yatos Yisigdiv Beis Shammai. I wanted to show. We'll see. I want to demonstrate that Allah is like Beis Hillel. And in the setting of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai's opinion is zilch. We don't follow Beis Shammai. We're not trying to be mahader after the opinion of Beis Shammai. Below, oh, and furthermore, El Hashem, you are Talmidim. There could be Talmidim looking at us, right? Talmidim, look what a Rebbe does. I always like to tell a famous story that people would say that Rav Moshe Feinstein said that the glue on the stamps, anybody remember what glue on stamps was? You have to lick the stamps. You can't just peel them off in the olden days and stick them down. They weren't automatically sticky. You took a stamp out, you licked it. And they saw that Rav Moshe Feinstein took a sponge and he wet the back of the stamp and he put the stamp on the letter. So, Rav Moshe says that the glue is treif. That's, you can't lick the glue on the stamp. So he asked Rav Moshe. He said, I don't like the taste of the glue on the stamp, so I use a sponge. So when people see a Rebbe doing something, you have to be very careful. It says, Talmid Chacham, have to be very, very careful what they do, because people are going to say, if I walk on the other side of the street, say, oh, it's also to walk on this side of the street. If he does this, he does that. So you have to be very careful what you're doing, that you don't give off the wrong ideas. So he says over here, that maybe the Talmid are going to see that you, Bedafka, lay down. And the Kavu, Halacha L'Doros, they're going to say, oh, you must lie down for Kriya Shema. But that's not correct. So therefore, that's the Chiddush that he wants to teach us over here. My below, what's the extra point over here? B'chitema Beis Hillel Nami Islo and Matin, because Beis Hillel, you could say, allows you to lie down. It's not that they said this wrong. Sahani Mili Demata V'Osa Meikara. Beis Hillel says you can lie down if you're lying down originally. Avohacha Kiven the Adhashta Havis Zokuf. Until now you were standing up. V'Hashta Mota. People are going to say Amrei Shema Minok Kivei Shama Yisrulahu and Shema Yira Tamidim Yikavu Halach L'Doros. You're right. If nobody was watching us theoretically, and I was tired, and I said, I'm going to lie down right now because I'm tired, you could be Yotze. But the Bedaf could go from a standing up position to a lying down position, especially if Talmidim can see you, that's incorrect. Similar idea. Tony Richesko, also Kedir Rebbe Shammai, also. Rebbe Richesko says, if a person followed the opinion of Rebbe Shammai, you're Yotze, no problem. Also Kedir Rebbe Zillo, also, you're Yotze, no problem. Because you can Yotze anyway. We follow Saka Beis Hillel. Anyway you say it is fine. Rav Yosef Amar, also Kedir Rebbe Shammai, lo also, lo klom. He says, Rav Yosef says, that if you follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, then you're not Yotzei. Lo asav lo klum. The simple understanding of that is that you're not Yotzei. So Gemara says, Dithnan, where do we learn this from? From the Gemara in Sukkah, from Mishnah in Sukkah. Mishnah Rosh Aruba Sukkah. It tells us there that you shouldn't eat outside of the sukkah, have a table outside of the sukkah, and your head and body inside of the sukkah, even though technically most of you is in the sukkah, there's no mitzvah the table being in the sukkah, but if the table's outside the sukkah, and you're in the sukkah, before you know it, you're going to be leaning over the table to not drip, and your head and body are going to be outside of the sukkah as well. So therefore, they said, don't eat in a situation where the table's outside the sukkah, even though you're in a kosher sukkah. So, Mishal Yerosh of Rubin Sukkah, Vishulchanim Besochabais, but the table's in the house. So, Beis Shammai is posting, they said, the sukkah's no good. They're basically saying, don't use that sukkah. We're saying that sukkah's no good now, even though it's a kosher sukkah. And they say, no, it's still a kosher sukkah. And bottom line is, as long as your head and table were inside, and as long as your head and body were inside, even though the table's outside, you're able to be yotzei. I'll show you where right, Beis Shammai says. One time there was a ma'isa. He was sick, and they went to his house to be mevakeh cholim. But so shayo rosho v'ruba besukkah v'shulchan v'sochabayis. Exactly this scenario, and nobody said boo. They still said, even the Beis Shammai Nicks didn't say boo. V'lo amru lo klum. So you see that they also hold like us. So what are you making up this din over here that the sukkah is not kosher in this situation? So Beis Shammai said to them, Mishom Raya? That's where you bring me the Raya from? They told him, Afei Marmulo, Im Kein Ayisa Noeg, Lo Kiyam the Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. They said, if this is in fact the way you've been eating, so then you're not Yotzi Sukkah in your entire life. Because we say that that Sukkah is no good because there's a concern that you're going to put your head out of the Sukkah, so therefore don't use that Sukkah. The Chacham have the right to say you're not Yotzi something which technically you would have been Yotzi anyway. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, also Gidei Rav Shammai, Chayiv Nisa. Not only is it not Yotzei in our case of Shema, you're Chayiv Nisa. You potentially could put yourself at risk. As we have the story, Dithnan, Amar Ritarfon, the Rosh has the words Pamachas. He didn't do this on a regular basis. Pamachas, and Yoyisi Baba Derech. One time I was on the road, Vitesli Kros Gidei Rav Shammai. I was going through a bad neighborhood. I stopped, I got out of my car, I stopped walking, I laid down in the street and said Kriyat Shema. V'sakanti, he asked me to list him, and I took an excellent chance. I get mugged over here. So I'm low. Kidai Yisa l'chol biyatzucha. You made a mistake. You shouldn't have done this. Shavata the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai b'mokum Beis Hillel ain't no mishnah. And that's the way we pass it over here. And therefore, well, you're allowed to if a person is sitting down. He's okay. You're not going to stand up or lie down. Certainly not mechuyev to do that. But if that's the position that you're in, you're allowed to stay in that position. Shouldn't change your position, but dafka to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. But any position that you're in is acceptable, like Beis Hillel. Next mishnah. V'shach mevarich shtayim. By shachris, we now go into the brachos. Remember, we had at the very first daf, we said, how come you start off with Maariv, and then you go to shachris, and then in the next mishnah, first you tell me about shachris, and then you tell me about Maariv. So we said this is a style. I always call this ABBA. You start off over here talking about din A, then you go to din B. Oh, while we're on din B, let's finish off all din B, and then we'll go back to din A. Right. Sometimes we have to start AB, AB. Sometimes we have to start AB, BA. Yeah.
We are considered to be adherents of Bet Hillel.
Yes.
It occurs to me, we don't have institutions named after Shammai, a lot of them named after Hillel. Is Shammai to be a foil?
No, Chas Shalom. Beis Shammai, we tell us, we're going to pass like Shammai. We're going to pass like Shammai in the Olam Haba. So Beis Shammai's opinion, they were Chadatei Tvei. Beis Shammai was sharper than Beis Hillel, but they were in the minority. This is an important idea. The sharp people are always in the minority. The Amoratim, they're always in the majority. So, not chas v'shav, not calling Beis Hillel Amoratim. But compared to Beis Shammai, it says, Chadatei Tvei, it says Beis Shammai was sharper than Beis Hillel. But we don't always pass it. Reb Meir was sharper than everybody else. We don't pass it like Reb Meir. Sharpness alone isn't enough. You need a consensus. You need the Talmidei Chachamim to all agree. And sometimes the sharper opinion isn't necessarily the opinion that's brought down lahalacha. Rav was greater than Reb Yochanan. We pass it like Reb Yochanan over Rav. So greatness, sharpness, they don't determine how we paskin necessarily. We paskin achrei rabbin. If the majority of the chachamim feel a certain way, so then you don't have a right to go against that most of the time. An individual rav can, but the populace has to follow their rebbe, and if the majority of the rabbeim are paskin a certain way, so then the majority of the population is going to follow that, and that's what gets codified lahalacha. In a whole much deeper discussion, but not for now. Next mishnah. So b'shachar l'vorach shtayim l'funel v'yachas l'achreil. By shachar, there's two brachas before kriyat shema. Okay? And there's one bracha after Kriyat Shema. We'll discuss exactly what those brachas are. I think everybody's familiar with them anyway. And Ba'erev, by Ma'ariv time, Mevarach Shtayim Lefoneh, Rishtayim Lachra. There's two brachas before Kriyat Shema, and two brachas after Kriyat Shema. And as all of you are thinking, you're all asking about, what about Baruch Hashem L'Yolam Amin Yamin Yirineinu? That's a third bracha afterwards. So that was, we explained earlier, that was set up by the rabbis because of the latecomers out to the shul. So this was a mini Shmoneh Esrei that they set up instead of Shmoneh Esrei. That's why Baruch Hashem L'Yolam has 18 Askoros of Hashem, and actually has a 19th one, Kineged L'Malshinim. So they used to say, Baruch Hashem L'Yolam Amin Yamin Yirineinu, that was Kineged having to stay late in shul. So that was their mini Shmoneh Esrei for the latecomers. So that was a separate thing that the rabbi set up, nothing really to do with Kriyat Shema. That's more for Shmoneh Esrei. So there's two brachas in before Kriyat Shema at night, two brachas after Kriyat Shema at night. Again, now we're going to discuss what those brachas are. So we start off over here and say, Achas Arucha, Yachas Kistara. What are we talking about? So Rashi tells us over here, talking about Ashtayim Lachreah, the Arvis. We're talking over here about the two brachos that come after Shmoneh Esrei by Ma'ariv. One is long and one is short. So Rashi has Arucha is Emes V'Emuna, and Kitzar is Hashkiveinu. Those are the two brachos that are at night. One is long, one is short. Normally, long is defined as it ends off with Baruch Atah Hashem, and short is defined that it doesn't end off. Like Shahakol Nieh B'Dvaro, you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Lechlo, Baruch Atah Hashem Shahakol Nieh B'Dvaro. So that's called without a chasima. It's a short bracha. And then you have a long bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amariv Aravim. So that's a long bracha. It ends off with the Baruch Atah Hashem. So here we have one is relatively long, one is relatively shorter. Tosfos points out over here that bracha is shorter. It could go in Birchas HaPeros or Birchas HaMitzvos, Ein Lo L'Harich, and you shouldn't go and make them longer. So those are short, and there are certain brachas that are short. So Emes Emun is a longer bracha than Hashkiveinu. That's what they're telling us over here, and again, we'll discuss this a lot more in the Gemara. So Gemara said, Mishnah says, Malkum Shomu L'Harich, Eino Rasha L'Katzer, where you're supposed to make it long, so you don't have the right to cut it short. L'Katzer, you're supposed to make it short, Eino Rasha L'Harich. You can't make it a longer bracha than what the rabbi set up. Lachtom, Eino Rasha L'Shalo Lachtom, where it says, you have to end it off Baruch Atah Hashem, you have to end it off Baruch Atah Hashem, you can't shorten it. Shalo Lachtom, where the rabbi said, don't end off with a Baruch Atah Hashem, it's a short bracha, then Eino Rasha L'Lachtom. You don't have the right to go and lengthen it. Again, we'll discuss this more in the Gemara. Gemara starts and says, Mai Mevarech over here. We're talking here, Rashi says, Shtayim Lefonel D'Shachar, Maininu. What are the first two brachas that we say in the morning before Shmoneh Esrei, before Kriyat Shema? What are those two brachas? So Rav Yaakov or Yoshai, we talked about the days, Yotze Ar Uvari Choshech. So the Pasuk tells us over here, Yotze Ar Uvari Choshech. So where it says, that's not what the Pasuk, that's what the Pasuk says, yeah. But why, Choshech is a negative word. Why don't we say, Vilema, that's the Bachet's Devav, Vilema, Yotze Ar Uvari Noga. So use a euphemism over here, a nicer word than Choshech. God creates like the twilight, you know, instead of saying he creates darkness. That's not a positive statement, maybe. So why do we say he creates darkness? Because the Pasuk says, Karmina, we say what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Yotzer Ar Uvari Choshech. So therefore, that's what we say. We said, okay, if you want to follow the Pasuk, Elamayata, Osa Shalom Uvorei Ra, that's not what the Pasuk, that's what the Pasuk says. Why don't we say that? We should say, Osei Ra. Why do we say, Osa Uvorei Kol? So the box just changes around the gear, it's over here, but it says the same exact thing. The box says, the pasuk says, Ubore es hakol. That's what we say. Mi kamrinon, why do we say kidichsiv? The pasuk says, ra. Eliksiv ra. Bukarinon hakol. So how come we do that? So the word says, lishlamaya. You see that we take a lishlamaya. Hochanami lema noga. Lishlamaya. So don't tell me, I have to follow what the pasuk says, yotzer or vori choshev. So then, you should follow the rest of the pasuk. So it says, Ose shalom uvore ra. But we change around to have a nice word at the end, so why don't we change around and have a nice word at the beginning? That's the Gemara's essential question. Be consistent. Either follow the Pasuk beginning and end, or don't follow the Pasuk beginning and end. Why did you follow the Pasuk at the beginning and not follow it at the end? That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, El Amarova, Kidei Lahaskar, Midas Yom Belaila, Midas Laila B'Yom. No, it's not because we would have said, Lishnama Ayasa. We would have said, Yotzer Ar Uvori Noga. But we want to bedafka mention in the morning that Hashem makes day and night, because we want to mention at night that Hashem makes day and night. So we needed the word choshech over here. Noga wouldn't tell us that concept. It's a nice word, but it doesn't tell us what we need to have. So we wanted to specifically mention in the morning that God creates day and night. We want to specifically mention at night that God creates day and night. And therefore, we needed to use the lashon of choshech. But once you have that, so then I don't need to follow the pasuk and say, Bori es hakol, a lashon ma'alya, a nicer language than saying, ra, God creates evil. So Gemara says, Bishlama midas laila bayom kidarin. I understand where we saw in day and night. It says, Yotzer or Uvari Choshech. Oh, got it. Yotzer or Uvari Choshech. El midas yom ba laila. Where do you find that the midas yom is mentioned by laila? Where do we find that? So Mabaye, Golil or Mipnei Choshev, Choshev Mipnei Yor. Oh, that's where you have it. Now the Gemara says, V'idach Mai, what's the second bracha? So you told me what the first bracha is. Yotzer Avrei Choshev, got it. What's the second bracha? V'idach Mai. So Gemara says, Mai, Amrev Yehuda Mishmuel, Ava Rabba. Notice the language over here. Ava Rabba, right? Ashkenazim and Nusuk Svar, we have a different girsa over here. Ava Rabba versus Ava Solom. So which one is right? This is getting into that major halachic battle between Nusuk Ashkenaz and Nusuk Svar, right? All the people here daven Ashkenaz, Ava Rabba. People daven Nusuk Svar, Ava Solom. So which one is right? So Amr Shmuel, Ava Rabba is right. Nusuk Ashkenaz is right. Rein Ari Lei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Pedas, Berei. Rabbi Elazar, who's Ben Pedas, he named his son after his grandfather. Rabbi Elazar Ben Pedas named his son Pedas after his grandfather. See a marker to do that from over here. So in any event, for Svardim, for real Svardim, they do it even when their grandfather's alive. For Ashkenazim, we don't do it while they're alive. Again, different opinions. So he also said, Ava Rabba. Tani Nami Yochi. Ein Omim Ava Solom. El Ava Rabba. The Braisa says, follow the Ashkenazim. So how can we say Ava Solom? Because the Rabbanan say, you say Ava Solom. Rabbanan Amri Ava Solom. V'chein Omer, V'hava Solom Avticha. Akim Shachticha Chesed. So there is a source over here. The opinion based upon the pasuk that you say Ava Solom. So what do we do over here? So Tosa tells us, look at the top little Tosos, Hilkach, Takinu Lomar B'Shachris Ava Rabba, Ubi Arvis Ava Solom. So we split it. At least the Ashkenazim, we split it. We follow one way in the morning and one way at night. So different, a nice way. We don't normally do this. We normally pass it one with the other, but every now and then we'll try to do a pshara. We have this by mezuzah as well. Rashi and Tosas. Rashi says vertical, Tosas says horizontal, if I remember correctly. So we put it on a slant to be Mekayim both. So every now and then, when you can be Mekayim all the shitas, that's the famous opinion of the Maram Rutenberg. He says, when you can be following all opinions, try to follow both opinions. So you say, Ashechiyanu, on the second day of Yom Tusheni in Golias. So he says, okay, so wear a new suit this way. According to the opinion, says, you're not supposed to make Ashechiyanu. Well, you have a reason to say Ashechiyanu anyway. So that's a major approach that the Mishnah Berurah follows in many, many situations, following the approach of the Maram Rutenberg, which is to try to be Mekayim all the shitas wherever you possibly can. In terms of what? To say that or not? So there are different opinions. Some say it, some don't. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hishkin Lishanos, and when a person gets up in the morning, Achlo Kor Kriyashma, and he learns in the morning before he says Kriyashma. So what should he do? Tzorech Levarach, you have to make Brichas the Torah. Because Kriyashma, as we'll see, has it within it, in the brachas of Kriyashma, Ava Rabba, so it could be a pseudo Brichas the Torah. So if you haven't yet said the Brichas of Kriyashma, and you're learning, so everybody here before the daft, it didn't go to the 6 o'clock minyan, it's going to the 7:30 minyan. So everybody here should be saying Birchas Torah before the daft if you're davening at the 7:30 minyan. If you're davening at the 6 o'clock minyan, you said Birchas Torah anyway. But even if you forgot, you said Ava Rabba. So maybe your Ava Rabba could be yotzei a mini Birchas Torah. Mishakari Kriyashma ain't Tzorech Levarach because Shekvar Niftar be Ava Rabba. In Ava Rabba, it uses the Lashonos over here of Omer Avuna. I'm sorry, no, the Rashi tells us over here, because he has the various Lashonos over here, of Lumod, Lishmo, Lassos, Kaimus, Kodiris, Talmud, Torzachos, etc. So therefore, it's like a mini Birchas Torah, so if you didn't say Birchas Torah, and you said Shema, you could be Yotze. Halach L'maisa, we pass like this, but it says you should learn right after davening to make sure. Don't be satisfied that just the Shema is the learning, you should sit down and learn a little bit after davening, and then that can really fulfill your obligation for Birchas Torah. But lechatchila, obviously, you should say Birchas Torah beforehand. So he said, if you're learning beforehand, and haven't said Ava Rabba, you should say Birchas Torah. Amar Rav Huna lemikra Tzorech Levarach. That's if you're learning Chumash. Ulemedrash, if you're learning the darshanus on the Chumash, ain't Tzorech Levarach. That's his opinion. Rav Elazar Amar lemikra ulemedrash Tzorech Levarach. Lemishna ain't Tzorech Levarach. But no, for Mishnah you don't have to. Then Rav Yochanan Amar Af Lemishna ain't Tzorech Levarach. No, he says even for Mishnah, Av LeTalmid for the Svaris, the Gemara ain't Tzorech Levarach. And then Rav Amar Af LeTalmid Tzorech. You have to go and make a Birchas Torah. The Amar Ruchia Barashi, Azim and Sagin, Havi Kaimna, Kaimei the Rav, Latanuya Pirkam Sifra, and show you a practice in Halacha that they would say even before they learned anything, they would say Birchas Torah. We're going to learn over there in his base Medrash, the very Rav, and Hava Rav, what would he do? Havi Makhtim, he would get up, the Kamashi, they would wash his hands, Ubarech, say Antil Zedayim. Say Birchas Torah, Umasi Lom Pirkan, and then he would teach the Shia. So Halacha Lamaisa. Vilna Gaon says, even for Hirhurim, even if you're thinking about learning, you have to go and say Birchas HaTorah, certainly before you learn anything. That's the halacha l'maisa. Mai Mevarach, what do you go and say over here for Birchas HaTorah? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Asher Kishon Nisam Sivanu, and the Girsa that we have is La'asot B'divrei Sora. It's interesting, the Gilyan Hashas brings down over here that the Rif had the Girsa Al Divrei Torah. And then the Baruch Sha'amar, Rabbi Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmima. He also wrote the Baruch Shammai. He's the son of the Aruch HaShulchan. So he says the Girus over here was actually with a shin, not a samach over here. It was lasok, asek. You should be involved in Torah. A different terminology over here. The asek of the Torah, the fights in the Torah, that's you should be involved in that that darshanos.
What does with the samach mean? What does lasok with the samach?
To be involved with.
So it's a difference.
It's a slight difference between them. He says the asek is like a riv. And Asok is to be involved with it. So slight difference between them. That's a good question. Shmuel says, Rav Yochanan Misayim Bahochi. And then he would end off that same bracha. He had his one bracha. He didn't have the word Ve'harevna. He continued it. This is a big machlokas. And Shavuos night, when somebody says Birchas HaTorah, do you answer Amen after the first part, Lasok B'divrei Torah? Or do you wait till the end of Harebna? So this is a big machlokas. Is this a second bracha? Or is this a summation of the first bracha? If it's a second bracha, then you should answer Amen after you hear somebody say Lasok B'divrei Torah. If it's a second bracha, you wait till the end. So this machlokas of here. Rav Yochanan Misayim, but he concluded this, Harevna Hashem Elokeinu, please make it enjoyable for us to learn. As the Rishon Secha, the Fino Fivios Amcha Beis Yisrael, it should be enjoyable for us and in our mouths, in our children's mouths. Yeah, Nachnu V'Tzetzoeinu, Tzetzoeinu Amcha Beis Yisrael, our children and all of Klai Yisrael's children should enjoy learning Torah. Kulonu Yodish Shmecha. Now we have the Girs over here, Oske Yisrael Secha, and the gears on the side, the Ginnashas brings down, also from the Rif, that it should be Velom De Sorasech Lishma, which is the way our gears is, and then you end off, the first bracha ends off with the Chasima, Bracha Hashem Amalei Torah L'ma Yisrael. That's the gears that we have. Others say this was the second bracha, okay? And therefore, you say the Harevna. In any event, whether you say the Vav or not, the Vav to add it to the first bracha, or it's the second bracha without the Vav, Harevna, so This is a big machlokas in halacha, but those are the first one or two brachas of Birchas Kriyashma. Rav Amnuna says, "Amar Asher Bracha Bonim Kol Amim and Asalonas Torah Sol." Brachas Hashem Nosein HaTorah. That's the bracha we're familiar with, and it says on the side over here, "V'hadi Rav Amnuna should be the right gear." So Azul Meula Shema Brachos. That's the most important of the three. In fact, if somebody's not sure that he say Birchas Torah, he has to say it over because the Birchas Daraisa, it's a bracha Daraisa. But you don't say all three over if you're not sure. You only have to say one over, and the one you should say is Asher Bracha Bonim Kol Amim and Asalonas Torah Sol. And but Maisa, since this is such an important bracha, Hilkach, Lamrinu Lukulu, Lamaisa, we say you say all three of them. So that's how we pass on Allah Lamaisa.